kind of unusual song for my podcast, isn't it? Welcome to the I Work Remote episode. Promise you to make a special edition about working from far away, and here it is. Today, I'm only going to talk about my experience of working in another country, far away from what I call home. But to get you into the right mood, let's enjoy that music for a while, and then we dive right into it. So guys, working remote, in a place where other people go for holiday. Definitely a different country, probably with a beach, sun, good food and stuff. This is something we most likely all saw in some sort of social media post, right? Young man or girl posing with a laptop, saying something like, "This is the life, hashtag working from anywhere." I know, how annoying. But that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I even did a post just like that on Instagram. Feel free to check it out. I'm currently working from Southeast Asia, and even though it's technically monsoon season, we have plenty of sunny and really warm days over here. So it's really tempting to just lay on the beach, go surfing, and forget about all the work. But this, my friends, this is called holiday, not remote work. I'm here to work. So how do I manage to get work done? How does a typical work day look for me? And what are some of the challenges of this whole adventure? We cover all of this in the next couple of minutes. So first things first, it was always my dream to try this out, working in and from another country. When I founded my marketing agency, the way I structured it was completely remote, and that was long before COVID. My team can work from anywhere, I don't really care where they are, as long as their work gets done. But I personally never actually took advantage of this. Of course, over the years, when I was on holiday, I brought my laptop with me, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm really talking about spending weeks or months abroad and work. So what did I have to prepare in order to spend multiple weeks abroad? Actually, nothing. As I just said, my company is 100% digital anyway. The only thing I had to take care of was the phone system. So now we use voice over IP, which basically just means that our whole phone system works online too. You can call our Swiss number, I'm picking up from Asia. If I don't tell you, you wouldn't even notice it. So in terms of technical things, it was quite easy. But now let's go a bit deeper. What about distractions, efficiency, time difference, etc.? Well, let's start with distractions. Of course, it's really tempting to spend some days at the beach rather than in a co-working space or the office facilities of a hotel. But let me tell you this, you're not successfully running a business without putting in the hours. It's as simple as that. And one major point for me is I really like my job. Love my agency, my team, our clients. Also love the projects that I'm involved in. So for me, work equals fun. I don't want to exaggerate. I also like to surf, for example. But there's plenty of time to do that in the morning. In the morning, I hear you thinking, yeah, in the morning. This brings me to another point and probably the biggest challenge of it all, the time difference. As seen from Central Europe, if you travel east, you'll be ahead of the time. If you travel west, you'll be behind. This is very crucial and kind of defines your day routine. As I'm ahead of European time, it simply means I can go surfing in the morning because Europe is still sleeping anyway. So my typical morning looks like that. Getting up around 8 to 8:30, get some nice breakfast, and actually go surfing. I do that every single morning. After that, I go back to my place, take a shower, and then check my Slack and the emails for the first time. Still some hours until Europe awakes, so if I have busy work, that's when I'm doing it. After that, I usually go out again and grab some lunch. In Asia, I hardly recommend to eat on the streets. Best food ever. Anyway, after lunch, I either go to a local co-working or set up everything at my hotel. My team, our clients, etc., they're all up by now, so their day starts as well. So this typically goes on for the rest of the day. Now here's the big problem. As I'm still ahead of the time, it also means that European afternoon, that's my night. So it happened quite often that I'm out for dinner, maybe even enjoying a local bar, and then it happens. My phone starts to ring, or I see a very important email on my smartphone. This can really be a pain. You can't always enjoy dinner knowing that business back home is running. But you also need to give yourself a break. So with my team, we try to push important meetings, calls, etc. to the early mornings in Europe. That way, I can at least try to enjoy my evenings. It's just a question of management, really. So with all that being said, it's fair to say that I really enjoy my time working remote. The different scenery helps my creativity, get a lot of work done, and I can still enjoy and discover a new country. So to sum it all up, think if you really want to work remote in a different country, far away from home, it's crucial that you actually like your work. The distractions and the lack of control, maybe from your boss or team leader, will otherwise become a problem really fast. So if you like what you're doing, I hardly recommend to try this out for yourself. And please don't tell me that it's not possible. Thanks to COVID, most companies learned that people can work from home and the business is not suffering because of it. So how different is your home from another country anyway? I think the distractions at home, they're even bigger than in a completely different country. Yeah, so obviously these are all my own impressions and my experience. If you're thinking about working remote, I hope this episode helped you. Talk to your boss, get your plans approved, and then maybe, who knows, we meet in a place far from home. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you haven't, please follow me like everywhere. And I know that some of you already rated my episode on Spotify, which I'm, by the way, really grateful for. If you haven't, please take a minute and send me some of these stars. Thank you very much and lots of love from Southeast Asia.